the voice to the silent majority. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve. Ever change things that I feel?
If I could. Picking the conversation back up now. I got up early today because I get up early pretty much every day to do this program, and clicked on the news to see what was happening. A few minutes in, my good friend Liz Peek is walking out of the set of Fox and Friends and doing great as always, explaining things the way we can all understand, which is why she's such a valuable contributor to this program. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for that, and thank you for getting up so early.
Yeah. I mean, you looked like it was later in the day. I mean, you looked like $1 million. You look great.
Thank you. I went right back to bed, which you did not do.
That's a nice maneuver. I can't pull that one. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
You know, if I went to bed, though, and if I was going to have a dream, if I was in bed and had a beautiful dream, it'd be Hillary Clinton 4.0. Let's reinvent ourselves again and run for re-election. And I just couldn't help but think about you when I was reading the Mark Penn piece in the Wall Street Journal here a day or two ago. My Lord, he really believes she's going to do it again.
Well, you wonder, right, whether Mark Penn is really touting Mark Penn, or is he really promoting Hillary Clinton doing another run? I mean, it sort of gets him back in the limelight, because after all, he was very instrumental, for better or worse, in her failure to accomplish the presidency along the way. And so who knows what his motivation was. I actually thought, for a argument's sake, that it was a very poor piece, because Hillary Clinton didn't just lose because of the string of excuses that she tots out every time there's an opportunity. She is really a terrible politician. And I think, you know, when she opens her mouth and says something like basket of deplorables, everybody winces. But the truth is, it really hurts her. And obviously, since the Me Too movement gained momentum, all the issues about Bill Clinton having preyed on younger women, all the accusations against him, and worse, the fact that Hillary Clinton was instrumental and complicit in really trashing those women and causing them not to be heard, I really just can't imagine. You know, Mark Penn doesn't even go there because he can't. I mean, that's just sort of irrefutable, and you've had now many Democrats, including Kirsten Gillibrand and people like that, say, you know what, Bill Clinton should have left office. So I think, I just thought it was ridiculous. And
However, Liz, and I agree with everything you've said thus far, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear her throw her hat in.
I don't disagree. But as I say, you've already had Democrats all over the place sort of say, your time is up. You know, don't go there. And so, I mean, I think there is an expiration date. I think she's actually reached that expiration date. There will be some who say, look, she won the popular vote, she'll do it again, maybe. But really what happened to her, in part, is a good part of the so-called Obama coalition really didn't show up, and most particularly young people didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. And I think now, why would they now? I mean, So I just don't think it's going to happen. And let's face it, also black people were not enchanted with Hillary Clinton. And a lot of those people now are voting for Donald Trump. So I just don't think it works. And I think that if you can sort of assess the mood of the country, I think the mood of the country is we need something new. And boy, she is not new.
Yeah, you got that right. So bigger dream candidate, Hillary Clinton or Michael Avenatti?
And Michael Avenatti, I mean, people really need to look into this guy. He's just a joke. I mean, honestly, he's someone who has been sued by every business partner, had one scrape after another, practically went bankrupt. The only thing he has going for him is that he plunged into the headlines by representing Stormy Daniels and becoming a vicious partisan attack dog versus Donald Trump. That's it. That is all this man has. So he's not going to go the distance. I mean, the answer is there are Democrats out there who are going to work diligently to gain this nomination. I think it's going to be a little bit like 2016 for Republicans. There's going to be a gazillion candidates.
A herd.
It's going to be a
thundering herd of people. You know, everybody's going to. You mentioned Kirsten Gillibrand will be in. Senator Warren will be in. Some guy, Richard Ojeda from West Virginia, the lawmaker who led the teacher strikes. He's already in, whoever that is. You know, so you get to see all
Joe
sorts of
Biden,
people.
Joe Biden, I think, is looking to possibly run. Look, Hillary Clinton's big thing is she's got great name recognition and a ton of money, but I just don't think that does it.
So the Democrats are looking for some youthful inspiration, some infusion of diversity and so forth. So Joe Biden comes along.
Well, I agree. The idea was, of course, that he could wrestle back those blue-collar workers that Donald Trump got on his column in 2016, places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and so forth. The midterms showed a lot of those people just didn't bother to vote, I think. But I think they will come out again for Donald Trump. But it is who won't come out for Joe Biden is probably young people. But I do think that he is a very attractive candidate for, had they run him, I think Trump would have had a harder time.
Well, here are my takeaways from the midterm elections, and while we're heading down that road a little bit. I would say the warning for the Republicans is quite clear. The warning comes in three states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the three states that I feel led him to victory in 2016, yeah. Quite clearly. All three elected governors that are Democrats this time around, Wisconsin throwing out the incumbent, Michigan hiring an open race, but a Democrat, and Wolf in Pennsylvania flies to reelection easily. So three Democratic governors, all three states either returned or elected Democrats to continue in the United States Senate. So that's a problem spot for the Republicans, for Donald Trump to focus on, and for the Democrats. The problem is real easy to identify, and that is overplaying your hand. If Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Jared Nadler and Adam Schiff all give us endless investigations for the next 2 years, much like what I heard you say this morning, I don't think that ends well.
Well, I wrote a column about that for Fox yesterday. I think Nancy Pelosi really is in a tricky spot, because here's an amazing data point. 77% of self-identified Democrats in exit polls said they wanted to impeach Donald Trump. That's an enormous number. Now, independents and Republicans weren't having it at all. But on the left, they are excited about this prospect. They really want to push it. And Nancy Pelosi knows better. You may hate her. I'm not keen on her, but she isn't stupid. And she knows that they will indeed be viewed as harassing the president. Already, interestingly, a plurality of voters are tired of the Mueller investigation, which is interesting because the media keeps spinning the Mueller investigation as sacrosanct, as does Chuck Schumer and other vocal Democrats. So, you know, the public's wearying of it. The public gets tired of these things. And I think, I really think if we have 2 years of just constant investigations, subpoenas, court battles, I think one of the risks for Republicans is Donald Trump doesn't do well in those circumstances. He gets very defensive and aggressive and starts going after people in a way that's not popular.
Right. The Democrats know that. They'll try to bait him whenever possible.
That's
Russia,
right.
Russia.
It's a bear-baiting thing. And it's not good for Trump, but it's also not good at all for Democrats. And honestly, it's not good for the country.
It's not. And I think you've nailed it. I want to hold right there because Russia, we already have, as you just put it, I'll call it investigation fatigue. So if you pile on with that with 85 new subpoenas and investigations all over the place, people are going to reject that. Liz Peek with me here. She writes for Fox News, and she writes for the Fiscal Times. Star this morning on Fox. Looks great, by the way. Take a break, and then we're going to dig into this whole fiasco that's better known as Florida and everything going on there. Quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I've brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation is really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit miaction.org or call 888-75-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.